小朋友回到你们教室，我们把时间交给梁弟兄。
大家新年好。
So that man can manage them.
地上的野兽 Everything, all the fish of the earth. 海中的鱼。
All the fish of the sea.
空中的飞鸟。
All the flying things.
那万物能够互相效用。
Everything work together.
不相争也不不相吵。
Without conflict and living harmony.
但是我们离弃神的时候。
But once we go against God.
就失去了这个特权。
We have lived, we lost that privilege.
这个。所有的野兽就变成敌人，与其相争。
That's when all the living things are in conflict.
我记得我在小学练出有一个进化论的中心点。
When I remember when I was a young kid in school, there's something I learned about evolution.
这达尔文，
他是那达尔文
的进化论
，the theory of evolution.
物竞相争。
Survival of the fittest,
适者生存。
Survival of the fittest.
你们想想这句话是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
是罪人有什么关系呢
？What's that got to do with our people?
自从人犯罪以后
，After man sins,
我们都需要相争才能够生存。
We are in conflict to survive.
这个就是进化论最重要的原理。
This is one of the central theme of the theory of evolution.
所以到了今天，我们所有的野兽都要相争。
That's why up to today, all the animals are in conflict.
人与人相争。
They conflict between you people.
人与兽相争。
And conflict between animal and people.
那我们的世界就没有主人。
There is no master in the world.
这个。假如有主人，就是撒旦引诱我们。
If there's anyone in charge, that would be the Satan.
就是不是我们自己做主人。
We no longer are our own master.
就是我们罪的做我们的主人。
Indeed, sin become our master.
人是万物创造的被造者。
We are the highest of the creation.
就变成现在一个灾祸
，become a disaster for us，
受互相的残杀
，that we are in constant conflict，
才能够生存
，in order to survive。
刚才我们练那个四世纪那个故事
，that story that we just read in the book of Judges，
让我再来重讲一次那个故事
，let me summarize the story for everyone。
那个时候有一个人叫米迦，他的母亲不见了1000多两的钱。
This is about the story of Mega, his mother lost some money.
就问谁拿去了。
So she asked who took the money.
那个米迦说，他的儿子说，我拿去了，现在还给你。
Mega said, her son said, I took it, but I'm going to return to you.
那妈妈说，这个钱本来就是给你的。
But the mother said the money was all supposed to give to you.
啊，你现在还给我。
Now you return to me.
我就做一个神像。
I'm going to
神像。
I'm going to make an idol.
那你可以我们可以拜这个神像。
So together we can worship this idol.
所以他就。塑造了一个神像。
So they create this idol image.
刚刚好有一个利未人。
Coincidentally, there's a Levite there.
你知道利未人就是祭司的后代。
Levite are the descendants of the priest.
经过哪里找地方住
？He's looking for a place to stay.
那都找到这个米迦。
So they came. He came to Mecca.
看到他们有神像，有需要一个祭司。
He saw that the idol is.If you are in need of a priest,
那米迦就请他留下来。
So Mega asked him to stay.
那就变成他们家里的祭司。
So he became the priest for the family.
还说这个神一定祝福我了。
And he said God surely will bless us.
因为我现在有个神像，也有祭司。
Because I have an image and I also have a priest.
那个时候以色列没有王。
At that time there is no king in Israel.
那个但族十二支派的但族
the tribe of Dan
还没有得地为业
they have not received their inheritance
都到以法莲的地方去找
so So they went to Ephraim to look for a place.
经过那个米迦的家。
They passed by Micah's house.
就看到听到那个利未人的口音。
They heard the talk of the Levites.
就说你从哪里来？
They asked him where you from.
那个利未人就是告诉他他在这里做了祭司。
Levites say, I'm the priest here.
Okay. 他就那个单独去找地方的时候
，When the tribal men were looking for their inheritance，
这个在拉伊的地方
，at that place，
很多安居无人管的地方
，there's a group of people who live there in peace，
那个单独的五个探子就跟那个利未人说
，So the spy from the tent told the Levite。
问他说我可不可以去平安不平安
If we stay at this time will not be at peace for us
他说平安你们可以去了
He said you will be in peace Go and possess the land
他们都跑到的拉伊地方把所有人都杀掉了
So they took over the place and killed the people there
之后
And afterwards
就把那个利未人祭司跟那个神像都拿去了，夺去了。
They also took the Levi and the idol, the image.
米迦也没办法，因为他们人多。
Micah cannot do anything because there are so many of them.
所以也就让他们去，就自己损失了这一千块钱。
Also he lost, Micah lost everything.
从这个故事
，from that story，
要看看我们现在。
I want to think about our condition.
看神的处境怎么样。
How is God dealing with our situation?
我们看到故事里面有几个人物。
In that story, there are several characters.
大家记得那故事有什么重要的人物呢
you know some of the main characters in that story.
Okay.第一个
First,
没有主
There is no master
那个时候是说那个以一的地方的人没有人管
In the land of Ephraim there is no one in charge
所以那个单族就去攻打他把他所有人都杀到了
And then was able to take over the place and kill everyone
第二个
Secondly
就是那个单的熟的人
，the tribe of Dan，
把那个偶像当作神
，they treat the idol as the true god，
看错了主
，they have the wrong master，
罪越走越深
，that's why their condition got worse，
祸全代代
，that disaster led to many generations，
神。就点去这个族。
Eventually, God destroyed the tribal thing.
你看我们上面念的列王记，他们还继续的屠造那个金炉岛。
In the book of Kings, they record that they built a golden calf.
就做金炉岛做他们的神。
As their God.
神上，结果一直到末世
，until the end of time。
你看启示录，以色列人复兴的时候
，in the book of Revelation it was recorded。
这个每一族都有这个受印的数目。
There are people from every tribe that received the seal。
但是没有单独的在里面。
But there was none from the tribal Dan.
因为他们都是拜偶像的一个族。
Because they are a tribe that worshiping the idol.
所以一族一个祖先的部队没有主，或者应错了主。
When the ancestor worship the wrong god,
那就城中一代一代
r From generation to generation they suffer.
So 到最后还是没有得救。
In the end, none from the tribes were saved.
第三个
The third point,
祭主而不敬。
They know God but do not respect him.
这个在我们故事中是哪一个呢？
So who are the characters that manifest that character?
利未人。
Levi,
他是明知道谁是主。
The priest knows who is the true Lord.
啊，随随便便的，人家问他好不好去打，他说哦，平安平安。
Anybody who asks him and he cares reply, you should go and do it.
他根本不是尊敬主。
He never really inquired of the Lord.
最后
，and finally，
这个。敬而不畏。
People who respect God but have no fear of Him.
那个米迦
Mega，
因为要记得神的祝福。
He wants to seek God's blessing.
任日而为。
But he do whatever he feel is right.
这个没有敬畏耶和华的心。
There is no fear of God in his heart.
我这四种情况中
，There are all these four conditions.
没有主
，No Lord.
认错了主，偶像
，Wrong Master.
知道主而不敬
，No God but show no respect.
我们敬，但是不敬畏主畏主
，Respect yet show no fear.
我们是哪一个呢？
What category do we fit in?
我想我们都有问题。
I think we fit in all categories.
虽然我们是得救了。
Though we are all saved.
Yeah, 我们 是不是有时候还是自己做自己的主？
Are we our own master?
或者是敬畏神。
Or we show no respect for him.
保罗说
Paul tells us.
在罗马书六章十八节。
In the book of Rome, chapter 6, he said,
你们从罪了释放。
You have been saved from sin.
做了义的奴仆。
Now become saved to righteousness.
这样子就有成圣的果子。
That you can bear the fruit of righteousness.
我们的结果就是有永生。
So that we can receive eternal life.
结生命的果子。
So that we can bear the fruit of life.
我们不是义的奴仆。
We are no longer slaves to sin.
就是罪的奴仆。
Either we are slaves to sin.
不能够选择。
There's no choice between the either the slave to sin or slave to righteousness.
这个不是没有自由。
In there, there's no freedom.
我们在灵后三章十七节，主就是那灵。
In the book of Corinthians, God is the Spirit.
主的灵在那里。
Where the Spirit of the Lord is,
哪里就有自由。
There is freedom.
我们记得摩西在见耶和华在这时候。
When Moses come face to face with God,
那个面都红了。
He was, his face was shining.
他用白纸接住。
He used a screen to seal.
为什么呢？
Why?
为什么要用白纸接住呢？
Why need a screen?
因为以色列受不起神的荣光。
Because the people of Israel, like, they cannot stand the glory of God.
今日
today,
那个以色列或者我们其中的都白纸还在心中，把遮盖。
Today our heart is still covered with screen.
但是我们在新约的信徒中
，But in the believer in the New Testament,
这个白纸已经把基督的除去了。
The God has separate, removed the screen.
经上说
Because the Bible says,
那时归向主。那时归向主。
To return in time to God.
那个白纸，白纸就除去。
God has separated, removed the screen.
真正的自由。
The true freedom.
不是说我是不是那个的义的奴仆。
Not that whether we are the slave or righteousness.
假如今天我们出去，
if we should go out today,
那里有收入，收入，
and the road is under construction.
你看见那个orange cone, 橙颜色的一个锥形的的东西放在路上。
You see the traffic orange cone on the road.
你不能够跑进去。
You are not supposed to enter.
这个是不自由吗？
Is that lack of freedom for us?
我晚上开车。
When I was driving at night.
这个又是下雨的时候。
On a rainy day.
那个中间的两条黄线对我很有帮助。
To me, the two yellow lines on both sides are so helpful.
我假如没有看不到那个两条黄线的话，我真的很恐怕。
Without those two yellow lines, I don't know how I'm going to drive.
我是不是这个就没有自由，所以随随便便的就可以走了？
The yellow line limits our freedom.
这个，因为假如没有那个黄线的话，我们就走到别的路上走窗前。
Without the yellow line, we can easily go off the road and have an accident.
这个就是真正的自由。
For me, that is true freedom.
你不是罪的奴仆。
We are not no longer slave to sin.
就是义的奴仆。
We are slave to righteousness.
马如昂弟兄上个礼拜讲。
Brother Mark told us last week.
祭司的饼。
The bread from the priest.
要烧透，
it must be burned through，
就是要完完全全的把自己烧掉。
We have to burn completely，
献给神作为主。
To offer the sacrifice to him，
新约的祭司。
In the New Testament, the priest，
我们的杯，
the cup and the bread，
我们也应当如此行。
And we should do in the same way，
就是说我们要学习耶稣基督。
That we want to learn from Jesus Christ.
把我们集体完全的除去。
To submit ourselves completely to God.
这个才能够跟随主。
So that we can follow Him.
完全的生命完完全全的交给神。
That our whole life will be submitted to Him.
这个好像是老生常谈。
It seems like we heard that so many times.
是不是能够做得到呢？
But it is possible in practical life.
不，这基本我们要承认。
Basically, we must first acknowledge.
有几点很重要的。
There are several very important points.
虽然我们都听过很多了。
Although we heard it so many times.
今天我们特别的再来提醒大家。
I want to remind ourselves.
生命的主权交给神。
To give the authority of our life to God.
承认第一个就是承认基督是创造的主。
First, we acknowledge Christ as the Creator.
这个约翰福音一章两节。
That's in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 2.
万物是基督他做的。
All things are created by Him.
万物是基督他做。
Were created through Him.
他是创造万物。
He is the one that created all things.
那个哥罗西书也说。
In the book of Corinthians, he also stated,
万物是为他而做。
All things are created for him.
所以，我们是被造，他是创造主。
That's we are the creation. He is the creator.
他是土葬，我们是土气。
He is the potter, we are the clay.
他是用什么来塑造我们？
How he is shape us.
我们不能够反抗。
We cannot resist him.
但是他也可以做我们做美好的有用的子女。
And he can shape us into usable vessel.
第二点，承认他是救赎的主。
We also acknowledge that he is our redeemer.
我们人犯罪。
We all have sinned.
神预先就知道我给人自由的选择权的时候。
Before his foreknowledge, he know our condition.
人就会犯罪。
Now whether we will fall,
不能够自救。
We cannot save ourselves.
但是神是怜悯的。
But because of his mercy,
把他的独生儿子
，He gave us his only son
来准备我们的救赎。
So to prepare salvation.
使徒行传四章十二节。
In the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12.
除他以外。
There is no other one
可以拯救
by which we can be saved.
这是神派耶稣基督降世为人。
他 sent his son to come to the world to become man.
对付了撒旦的事。
To deal with the problem of death.
第三
Thirdly,
基督是生命的主。
Christ is the law of life.
约翰一书五章
11-12
有神的儿子就有生命
Whoever has the Son has life
并且是 永远的生命
Life that's everlasting
人不能自己救自己
We cannot save ourselves
只有耶稣基督才有生命
Only in Christ can we find life
我们看到欠了祭服的人真的军装祭服的不一定是军人
We see people who wear a military uniform may not necessarily be a soldier
到教会来的不一定是基督徒
People who come to church are not necessarily Christians
所以我们一定要遵循跟随主
We must follow and submit to him
捐主为圣
We must treat him as holiness
教会捐主为首
The church will treat him as the law.
罗马书十二章第一、第二节大家都很熟。
You are all familiar with Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
把身体献上，当作活祭。
To give our body as a living sacrifice.
这个就是把自己。
Now we give of ourselves.
来侍奉神，才可以侍奉神。
We give ourselves so we can serve him.
我们知道耶稣基督在世的时候
We know when Jesus was on earth
他每一次要讲的话
Every time before he speak
他说这个不是我自己讲的话
He said I speak not of myself
是教派我来的父神所的教训
I speak as the father tell me to speak
玛利亚在童女生孩子怀孕
When Mary the virgin was with Jesus
这个也是完全的顺服
She was completely submitted
尊基督为主
He treats Christ as Lord
回来讲
But in other words
今年我们的主题是基督是主
Our theme for the coming year is Jesus Christ is Lord
个人个人
For everyone,
家庭
for every family,
国家
for the whole country,
教会
for the whole church,
基督是主
Indeed, Jesus Christ is Lord.
我们个人
for everyone of us,
不要像刚才米迦那个故事
We don't want to be like Micah,
没有主
without law,
硬说认错了主
have the wrong master,
有主而不敬，敬主而不畏。
Knowing the law but without respecting the law without fear.
在一个家庭
，in a family，
夫妻
，the couple，
父子
，the father and son
的相处
，the whole relationship
都要以一家为基督为主。
We must let God be the law of our family.
就像耶稣亚所讲
Just in the book of Isaiah
Joshua
In the book of Joshua
我与我一家
Me and my family
我都侍奉神。
We will serve the Lord.
国家。
For the whole country.
我们记得这个撒母耳立苏罗做王的时候。
We know Samuel anointed Saul as king.
这个本来不是神的意思。
It was not God's will.
不过那个一些人要一个王来管理他们。
Because the Israelites want to have a king.
撒母耳就立了苏罗。
And Samuel went and anointed Saul.
神对苏罗说。神对撒母耳说。
God said to Samuel.
他们不是要反抗你，厌弃你。
They did not reject you.
但是他是厌弃我。
But they actually are rejecting me.
在教会。
In the church.
以基督为首。
When Christ is the Lord,
我们不是侍奉一个牧师，侍奉一个教会。
We are not here to worship a church or a pastor.
我们不是因为某一位弟兄、某一位姊妹有
We did not come here because some brother or sister
的影响
because of their influence.
我们就不侍奉。
Because of them, we decide not to serve.
因为我们这个都是不是我们侍奉的对象。
Because we are not object of our service.
耶稣基督才是我们教会的主。
Jesus Christ alone is our Lord.
我们的生态心态要说，我们来教会侍奉，是我们的对象是主。
When we come to church, we must acknowledge we come here to serve the Lord.
假如我们教会
，if our church，
弟兄姊妹都有同一个侍奉基督的心态
，we all come to serve the same Lord，
我们就可以教会就会使得复兴。
Oh no, our church will be prosperous.
借生命的果子
，we will bear the fruit of life.
建荣耀的教会
，we will have a glorious church.
我没有好好的准备
I did not fully prepare
就是很简单的一句话
These are few encouraged comments
我们就结束用那个腓立比书二章十到十一节来
I want to closing with the verse from Philippians in book of Rome
叫一切在天上的地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。这个是一个定律。
This is a principle.
假如我们不做的话
，If we do not obey this，
这个神是是万千万山的羊，千山的牛都是他的。
Thousand mountain, a cattle and a sheep or the hill are all belong to him.
不在乎我们一个人的敬拜。
God is not lacking the worship from any individual.
我们不来也用耶稣基督为主的话。
If we don't come here and worship Christ as Lord,
是我们的选择。
It will be all our own lacking.
所以今天我们在这里。虽然是一个老生常谈的题目
although this is a topic we all know
但是我们再复习一次
it's good to remind ourselves again
这个我们谁是我们的主人
to realize again who is our Lord
是罪是我们的主人
are we slaves to sin
或者是义是我们的
主人 or we are slaves to the righteous
耶稣基督是主
Jesus Christ is the Lord.
我们走祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主，谢谢你给我们新的一年。
Gracious Lord, we thank you for another year.
让我们在这一年有新的长进。
Allow us to grow more in the coming year.
再一次的重新的看到耶稣基督为我是我们的主
And we come before and see Jesus as our Lord
那我们就可以结生命的果子
So we can bear the fruit of life
建荣耀的教会
And we can build your glorious church
就交给圣灵的带领。
We submit ourselves to the leading of the Spirit，
让这个我们做所做的一切
，everything that we do，
这都要荣耀天上的父神。
That will glorify your name，
我们的教会作为复兴。
So that our church will be prosperous，
因为没有耶稣基督
，without Christ，